Hi, my name is Jessica Drummond with the Integrative Pelvic Health Institute.com, and I'm really excited today. I am here with two women from Urban Breath, New York City, and their names are Lisa Mehta Griff and Monica Aparicio. Did I say that right, Monica?
You did.
Okay, great. And they are here, as I said, from Urban Breath, NYC, and they met in 2007 during a breathwork practitioner training in New York City, and after they finished their studies, they parted ways to journey along parallel paths of self-discovery. Lisa lived in India for 6 months, where she assisted breathwork training at the Osho's Meditation Center in Pune, India. Back in New York, Monica had founded Urban Breath NYC and was leading breathwork and moving meditation workshops in Midtown. Upon reuniting in 2010, both Lisa and Monica discovered that their personal stories had a theme of overcoming cycles of addiction. Currently, they organically fuse their shared background and variety of skills to support others in breaking free from the patterns of thought and behavior that hold them back in their lives. Owing their personal transformations to breathwork, Monica and Lisa are passionate about sharing this empowering tool with others who are ready to permanently change their lives with less struggle. I love that idea, less struggle. So using breath and movement, they guide you from external busy mind space, which especially in Midtown Manhattan, I would imagine there's a ton of, to a more internal quiet space of healing and meditation. So biodynamic breath as a body-oriented therapy effectively aids in healing trauma, chronic pain, which is what we're, of course, most interested around here at the Integrative Pelvic Health Institute, and tension, as well as releasing and reducing stress, also important to pain management, as we know. Because this therapy uses a very deep guided breath, it makes healing at a cellular level possible. People who do this work all report experiencing deep emotional healing and feeling more integrated and grounded in their bodies. So thank you so much for being here, Lisa and Monica. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to share. Yes.
Great. So why don't we start with just telling me, I don't know actually a lot about biodynamic breathwork, so I'm really excited to learn. What is biodynamic breathwork?
Well, as the name suggests, it's very dynamic in nature, and the work fuses various modalities such as free flow dancing, reflective writing, group process work, we do role playing, and we do a lot of active meditations. Mostly developed by Osho, who was an enlightened Indian mystic. And the other two very important parts of the work are bioenergetics, which are exercises that use the energy of your whole body and really help to ground and to open up the breath, and that prepares for the core of the work, which is done lying down with eyes closed and breathing through an open mouth. And the type of breath that we teach is a connected breath. So as soon as you take that deep inhale, we guide participants to then exhale. So it's like an ocean wave quality to the breath.
Nice. So go ahead.
I just wanted to also say that Osho, the meditations that he developed were all created with the basis that it's through chaotic movement that we can find stillness in our minds and then also be able to reduce stress and find peace in our bodies as well.
That's interesting. So do you find that it translates well to people who are very busy and sort of scattered in their physical lives, that they learn from this being able to achieve calm even in the midst of, you know, being home with two toddlers and working full-time and crazy things like that?
Right, especially in New York City or any other big city where, you know, the pace is a very quick pace and you find yourself just moving at that same speed. So it's very difficult to go from 100 miles per hour to, like, zero.
Yeah.
So I find that it's very, very helpful for people who say, you know, I want to try meditation, but I just don't know how to start, how do I sit still? And then a lot of people that just come and they're very stressed out because city life can make you very stressed out. And in a lot of ways that all of that activity is like a way to kind of empty the body out so that a place of stillness can be achieved. Or else, you know, there's so many people who talk about, well, I can't just sit down. My mind's racing and racing. So it's what Osho developed was a way of kind of emptying through the action and then finding that place of stillness. And that's exactly what the breath work that we do is through the movement, and then the breathing is an active form of meditation, and then a deep meditative state can be achieved.
So it's a great sort of stepping stone to the more traditional, what we think of as meditation, you know, sitting still, lying down, for people that have really a hard time imagining going from, you know, their crazy lives to sitting on a cushion for 40 minutes a day, you know.
Yeah, we see it as the cutting edge approach, really, to not only meditation, but healing. Because once, you know, I think we know that so many of our diseases stem from our minds and from the stress that we accumulate in our lives. So once we're able to calm our minds and find relaxation, then your body relaxes.
Absolutely. And this data is staggering. It's something like 90% of doctor's visits are due directly to stress right now. So this is great. And one question I have about the movement, is it self-guided in the sense that, you know, a lot of the women in our group here have fairly significant chronic pain, so they can't always, you know, move, dance. Dancing might seem a little scary to them. How can they modify that in ways that won't exacerbate their pain?
Well, some of the movement that we do is actually very subtle. It can be just engaging the core muscles in, you know, your torso. And it doesn't have to be, you know, always jumping around and moving. But also, like I was mentioning before, this type of breath is a conscious breath that uses, engages the whole body. Mm. Because it's kind of like what Monica was saying, an ocean wave. As you breathe in, you breathe out, and, you know, you're moving your torso and your whole chest is expanding. So there's a lot of very deep inner movement that's happening, and a lot of people who breathe like this for the first time actually say, whoa, I never thought that I could take that big of a breath, and they actually are feeling their rib cage expand, their lungs are expanding, and all of the oxygen is really pumping through the body, and that's what's creating the reaction that happens, the blood with the oxygen. And we always say the oxygen is like medicine. Really heals the body on a cellular level. So it isn't necessarily about high-impact movement, aerobic, or anything like that. You can get just as much benefit from just deep breathing.
And the idea is also that just by being guided to make a certain movement or to stand in a certain way that, you have an awareness of your body that you're not always in tune with, because you're running around, you're busy in your life, you're doing stuff, and you're, you know, most of us live our lives in our heads. Mm. We're not really paying attention to how we're holding our shoulders or how we're walking or, you know, where we're holding tension, or unless it's acute pain, and that's finally when we start to pay attention to our bodies.
Right. And so even if a woman is in relatively acute pelvic pain or chronic pelvic pain that has bothered her for a long time, that she hasn't been able to move in that area, that core area, she maybe can't tighten up her muscles because that could exacerbate the pain, but maybe bring some awareness to them to allow her to let go of them.
And when bringing conscious breath to that area, so as she breathes in, she in a way has her hands on that area and targets the breath there. So it's almost like it heals that particular area, and she can start to become aware of the way that the oxygen is moving into little pockets of pain and hopefully releasing it, because the tension is the pain and the breath can find its way there and release it. This work was originated for trauma release, which is another form of tension.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stored in the body. So
very interesting. So why did you guys start doing biodynamic breath work? I would love to hear your stories.
So, well, both of us were on our own journeys of self-discovery and each working through cycles of thoughts and addictions And personally, this is Lisa speaking. I found myself having migraines a lot and also suffered from back pains and had a food addiction. And I just kept trying all these things, but just kept circling back to, why isn't anything working? Why am I still finding myself repeating the same cycles and having all these negative self-talk and self-beliefs? And through going around the gamut of all the modalities of acupuncture and traveling around the world and doing tons of things, when I started doing breath work was the first time I got to the root cause of what was holding me back. And through practice, and it is a practice, it really is about kind of like that onion peeling off the layers, I began to see and get to know myself from the inside out. And breath work really helped me find that acceptance. And most importantly, I got to rewrite my story. I got to make a choice that these weren't the beliefs and the ways that I wanted to live my life. And so that was a big gift that I feel that I got from breath work.
Yeah.
And so when you kind of found that core issue, Lisa, did a lot of your pain issues resolve?
Absolutely. I don't have migraines anymore, which was a really big issue at the time for me. And my back pain, I really don't have that anymore either. In fact, I feel healthier than I felt in a long time. I got back to running, very active, and it makes me feel alive. Breathwork really just makes me feel really, really invigorated with life. I mean, how you breathe is how you live, and breath is life. So yeah, it's just charging the body up with more life.
Mm-hmm.
And people who leave our workshops always are feeling really high on life and just calmer. And that's how I felt too. Yeah, pain-free. And it's been like that for a while.
Nice. How about you, Monica?
Well, I had asthma, and I really wanted to figure out a way to control it. And the thing that really drove me to breath work was just, I think I was just willing to try anything. Like Lisa, I was feeling very, very stuck. I was dealing also with addiction, and at the time, I, you know, had changed up my diet. I was seeing a therapist. I was doing acupuncture and yoga, and I really was very committed to just getting to the bottom of my behavior and how that also translated into disease for me. I knew that somehow the asthma was connected to my thoughts, and how I just what I thought about myself and how I, because I wasn't born with asthma. I developed it later in life. So I was introduced to breath work. I wanted to start meditating because I was also very stressed out. And I couldn't sit still. And so when I found a way that I could actually calm and quiet my mind with movement, I thought, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, and the very first experience that I had with breath work was so incredibly powerful because I found that something clicked. I had an understanding of where the root of my behavior was coming from and that I actually had the power to really make all the changes. And I really began to understand, because it is breath work, it totally made me understand the nature of my asthma. For me particularly, I had a really hard time taking breath in, but I would take very long exhales, and so then I would hyperventilate. And what I came to learn was that really was a representation of my inability to receive in life, and that's what breathing in and inhaling is all about. So through the breath work, I've been able to dramatically heal my lungs. I still have asthma, but not on the level that I had it, say, I don't know, 7 years ago. Excuse me. I mean, I was in the hospital in the ER, I think, once or twice a year because I was experiencing asthma attacks.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And two things you said that are so important and really tie into the work that we do here. You know, you felt empowered that you had an ability to be somewhat, I like to call it the artist or the queen of your own healing, versus feeling like more reliant on someone else fixing your asthma.
Right. And, you know, what we teach at Urban Breath is empowerment. And we find that not only with our own personal experience, but, I mean, there's so much research that backs up, like, for example, bioenergetic analysis, which is the core of this work comes from bioenergetics. And there's a lot to be said about the relationship between the body and the mind and how physical pain and muscular tension is just a representation of the emotional state of a person's suppressed emotions.
Right.
So
using a type of modality that can connect the body and the mind can sometimes get to the core of that emotional challenge that can tie in with the pain.
Exactly, and the same way that it got there by repressing, it can be released by, you know, like you said, being the creator or the artist, mm-hmm. and at least coming to that fork in the road where you have a choice, where you're not a victim to the pain, but you can say, okay, how is this linking back to my emotional state? How can I start to look at what's behind this pain? What does it represent for me?
Yeah.
What is the meaning that I've given it? And through breath, beginning, like I said, to peel the layers off, to start looking at the, where it came from.
Yeah. Wonderful. So what are some of the results that people in your classes and in your programs tend to experience?
I mean, we've had one or two people say that they quit smoking. We've had people that have improved their sleep. They were insomniacs, and they sleep better after coming to breathe. And we've also had people that have had issues with alcoholism and have just been able to heal themselves from continuing to breathe. And, of course, we have people that on the very first breath session say that pains that they had from old wounds, they start to diminish after just one breath session.
And they always feel lighter. That's the one thing I think we hear a lot. They just feel lighter. There's just this weight that gets released. Maybe it's emotional or physical. A lot of times, I know that I've experienced this with our participants. They'll come in like with a pain in their hip or in their knee or their shoulder, and we'll guide them, like I said earlier, to just breathe right into that area. Mm-hmm. And when they're finished, they feel this like loosening, or that they got in touch with what was behind it. And that then begins the process of understanding the symbolism and, like I said before, the meaning, so that they can release it instead of continue to suppress it.
Right, and begin to recognize the story that they're telling themselves about. We talk in our program a lot about, you know, kind of just understanding, you know, how are you talking to yourself about that injury, you know, that knee injury,
yeah.
For example. It's just like, oh, everyone in my family has this. We all have bad knees. It's going to go on forever. If that's what you're telling yourself 6,000 times a day, it's really difficult to let go of that.
Absolutely, yeah. I call that the karmic pattern that we get passed down and then we believe is ours. And at Urban Breath NYC, that is exactly what we want to do, is give people that choice to come to that fork in the road and say, is this mine? And do I want to, is this working for me? Does this serve me?
All about awareness.
Yeah, awareness.
Right. And particularly, I mean, a lot of my clients, too, struggle with trauma, because pelvic pain can come from traumatic experiences. It can come from even things such as rape, but it can also come from less, you know, not maybe traumatic in the same way, but still traumatic birth situations or traumatic surgeries. So I think pelvic pain is an area in particular where women tend to carry a lot of trauma, emotional and physical.
Absolutely. And then looking, like you were saying, about the story and how they created that just to protect themselves, and then it becomes about forgiveness. And I mean, then we get into like the psychotherapy of it.
Mm-hmm. We have a series, you know, when we work one-on-one with people, we have
a whole series of breath sessions that we lead them through. And there's one particular session that addresses the pelvis, because it's an area that, it's the biggest joint in the human body. And so it holds a lot of tension. It's one of the places where many of us hold so much stress. And we don't really, you know, unless we are actively exercising and stretching it out, it's not having an opportunity to release that tension and stress away. So this particular session helps people release whatever's been stored there over years.
That's very interesting, because it's true. We do a lot of, you know, sitting for work, you know, unless you're, you know, actively undergoing, you know, either physical therapy treatment for your pelvis, or you're in a, you know, you're doing a lot of hip openers and yoga or something like that, you know, it's not often addressed. And I do think people carry a lot of tension in their pelvises for sure, and particularly women, because there's so much physiologically even involved in the pelvis.
Yes.
So do you have any other, you know, tips or suggestions for maybe the women here who are suffering from pelvic pain on how breath work, you know, maybe the first thing they might do to start moving in the direction of pain relief?
Well, we're going to do a little guided meditation to introduce everybody to the connected breath, which is the breath that we do at Urban Breath NYC. And we also have a free video on our website if they want to have that breath guided by us.
Okay.
But first awareness.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say, you know, if they can every day sit down and place their hands where they're feeling the pain and breathe in this connected way, they, I think, will definitely begin to see a difference in just the tension that begins to release just from breathing and sending that oxygen into that part of their bodies.
Nice. And how is that different from diaphragmatic breathing, which is sometimes the breathing that we use in physical therapy for just generally calming the central nervous system? How would it be different than sort of laying on your back and letting the belly rise and fall into your hand?
Well, the diaphragm is, you know, just one targeted area, and the type of breath that we do uses the whole body. So it's the chest, the expansion in the heart center, and the belly, versus just targeting one specific area. And the second part is that it isn't a forced breath, it's a wave breath. So as the breath comes in, there's no pause in between, and then it goes out. So it becomes, the body starts breathing on its own. And with other types of breathing, there's lots of different types of breathing out there, and most of them are very forced, that you push it, you're pushing the breath in or out, or you're pushing it into an area versus just letting the body breathe.
And the idea is that we want people to remember that this is actually a very natural way of breathing. And, I mean, if you think to moments when you're fully engaged in body and mind, like you're totally lost in dance, you're having great sex, you're running, you're probably not breathing through your nose, you're breathing through your mouth, you know, and there's a complete presence that's there between the mind and the body. There's a union that's occurring. And, you know, as babies, we breathe through our mouths. So it's just guiding people back to remembering that this is a very natural way, a very primal way of breathing.
And a very strong way of bringing a lot of life force into your body.
Yeah, so it's about not forcing it, which is, I think, another really key piece. Learning to sort of surrender into the things that your body already knows how to do versus, you know, trying to fix it kind of perspective.
And through this breath, because you're taking in so much oxygen, it starts to tap into the intelligence of your body, because everything that has happened to us is stored in our cells. And this work really can unlock those stories or memories or traumas and literally release them on a body level. Doesn't have to be on the mind level. You can give it meaning, but it will come out from the body. And some of these things are pain. Mm. We experience them as physical pain. And then when you breathe in this way, it will release, and you just accept the release, or you can give it the story.
Right, right. So how do you work with people directly?
So we lead hour-long, we call them express breathing classes, workshops, mm-hmm. About 2 or 3 times a month in New York City. And we actually just finished yesterday leading an amazing full day. We call those urban retreats. And they're full days of transformation where participants really have the opportunity to experience the breath work on an extended basis, as well as other really powerful active meditations that are just, they're great workouts and really, really help to open up the body.
And in these one-day experiences, we take people through our the first 4 steps of our Recover Your Freedom process, mm-hmm. which is really about making the commitment to change and becoming aware of what's not working, and then learning to shift that perception, shift your attention actually from the thing that isn't working to the desired result. So literally the shift in perspective begins the change, and then using breath in that way can begin to unlock the things that are holding people back. And then, of course, you know, creating an action plan.
Yeah.
And then the last way that we work with people is one-on-one. I don't know, did you mention that?
No, I didn't.
One-on-one, yeah. We for people who really want to go deeper in learning what's behind it and talking it out, but also just having that full support.
Mm-hmm.
This work, when you're having the breath session, it also has a touch element to it. So as someone is breathing and they're beginning to unlock the tension, just gentle touching can accelerate the process.
Mm. And so do you only work with people who are physically in person? Do they have to be in New York, in other words?
Well, when we do one-on-one work, part of the work is coaching, so that can be done over the phone. But the breath sessions mostly do need to be in person. We're right now in the process of developing a virtual program that people can do at home. And it's really just a foundational program just to, mm-hmm. you know, get the awareness going and have people learning to breathe in a deeper way. But right now, mostly in person.
Okay. And how often should someone be doing breath work to really get the maximal effects?
Well, we recommend about 2 or 3 times a month. And we've been breathing, Monica and I, we continue our practice, so it's been helping us as well. But 2 to 3 times a month, I would say, is very good. But any time you can fit it in is great, too.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be this, you know, stopping your life and doing a big session thing. When we say breath work, you can really wake up every day and integrate breath work into your life, taking 5 deep, deep inhales and exhales with this connected breath. Or if you can't sleep, you know, learning to take these type of breaths before you go to bed, just any time during the day. I would actually recommend bringing breath work in daily, but as far as these longer sessions, I would say 2 or 3 times a month.
And then daily, you know, just incorporating it into your real life so you're using it as a way to calm yourself or improve your sleep day to day.
Exactly. As a tool, or let's say you're experiencing pain, and instead of going into, oh my God, here I go again, you know, you stop, you put your hands there, you breathe into it, you get connected with the pain, and, you know, bring yourself back to your body, the awareness. And you can do that every day.
Absolutely. So can you give us a little sample here?
Yeah, sure. We're going to guide you through a little meditation.
Wonderful.
All right, so all we ask is that participants just find a comfortable seat if they're already or not. And I think one great way is to set your body up by having both your feet flat on the floor and just letting your hands rest on your lap, and your back should be supported, not stiff, but straight. and just really allowing your neck to be held up by your shoulders, everything being in line, your head, your neck, your back. And closing their eyes. And just to start off by moving, opening up the mouth and moving the jaw from side to side. And just beginning to notice and become aware of what that feels like as they keep moving their jaw from side to side. This part of the body rarely ever gets a good stretch, so it feels good to stretch it out. And so if you can leave your mouth open, just letting the jaw kind of hang heavy, you are going to begin to take a deep breath in through the mouth so you can hear your breath. And Lisa's in the background breathing, so you might be able to hear her. But it'll definitely be an audible breath as you take that first deeper breath of the day. And as you breathe in, really imagine that you're sending this breath into both lungs and that you're filling up both your lungs with oxygen. And that's going to cause your chest to expand and puff up. So continuing to take these deep breaths in, you notice that your chest puffs up, that your shoulders drop on the exhale, and see if there's a way to take the inhale, and as soon as you take the inhale, allowing yourself to exhale. So it's like an ocean wave that comes to shore and then goes back out to sea. So there's very little pause between that. So again, breathing in, really being able to hear your own breath through your mouth, noticing how your chest expands with oxygen as you breathe in, and see if you can also notice that your belly is also expanding as you breathe in. Every time that you exhale completely, letting your shoulders relax, inhaling all the way, again, being able to hear your breath as you breathe in through your mouth and exhale completely out through your mouth. So as you continue to take this very deep breath, this continuous wave of breath, begin to scan your body, just checking in, maybe beginning at your neck, your shoulders, sending a deep breath into your neck and into your shoulders. And if you notice any tension there, just giving yourself permission to maybe move, maybe rolling your shoulders or rolling your neck, moving it from side to side. And really, really emphasizing the inhale, sending breath into that part of your body. And continuing to make your way down, just scanning as you make your way down your torso, taking a deep breath right into the chest. If you're feeling tightness in your chest, maybe you want to place a hand over your chest and just notice as you breathe in that your chest does expand as your lungs make space for oxygen. Breathing in and out through the mouth, you should be able to really hear your own breath. And if you feel like your jaw is tight or tense, know that you can always give yourself another stretch, moving your jaw from side to side. Taking a deep breath in, sending that oxygen into your belly, continuing to scan your body, checking in with your back, with your spine. And just allowing a deep inhale to wash over your entire back. And on the exhale, really feeling your seat making contact with the chair, wherever you're sitting. Breathing in deeply, allowing yourself to hear your breath. Exhaling completely, relaxing your shoulders. And once again, continuing to scan your body, this time bringing some awareness to the front of your body,
if you find in your scan that you have pain, you have some holding of your muscles, some tightness in your joints, every time that you exhale, imagine that you're exhaling the pain out. If you want to give your pain a physical attribute, like a color, you can do that. Just imagine what color it is or if it's a shape. See that. And really imagine that it makes its way out of your mouth as you exhale. Continuing to take a deep breath in and out. Again, making sure that there's a very small pause between the inhale and the exhale. And as you breathe, if you notice that you have thoughts coming up, wondering if you're doing this right, if you're doing it wrong, just allow them to disappear each time that you exhale and come back to the next inhale, breathing in deeply and fully into the lungs, extending the chest, only breathing through the mouth, sending that breath now right into your belly. Really imagine that there's a big balloon in your belly that you're inflating with your inhale. Breathing in deeply, puffing up the belly, letting it go completely, exhaling, coming back to that ocean wave quality of breath, bringing in the breath, and then immediately letting it go back out. And this time really bringing some awareness into the hips, to the pelvis, really deepening the breath, sending a full deep breath right into the hips. Being able to hear your breath and letting it go completely. And just noticing any sensations that you're experiencing in your body, any tingling sensations. Or maybe there's discomfort. Whatever there is, just notice and allow yourself to continue to breathe right into that. And again, being able to hear your own breath as you breathe in and out through your mouth. And allowing your mouth to relax. Maybe you find that there's some tension in your lips, or maybe you're pushing the air out. Just come back to relaxing your lips, to really letting your mouth hang open, really allowing for more oxygen to make its way in as you breathe in. Each time, imagining that you're sending the breath lower and lower in your body. So breathing past your hips, really feeling that you're breathing into your seat. And allowing yourself to move at any time. As you continue breathing, you might become hyper aware of where you've been holding tension in your body. If you feel like your legs need a stretch, just allowing each leg to stretch out as you breathe in deeply and exhale. And at this point, if you feel like you want to maybe raise your arms up above your head as you inhale, giving your back a good stretch, you can do that. And then just letting them fall back down as you exhale to rest on your lap. And really, this is about listening to your body, becoming in tune with your breath as you continue to take these deep breaths in and out through your mouth. Just know that this is a tool that's always with you. You can always come back to this deep way of breathing whenever you're feeling pain, whenever you're feeling tension or stress. And just continue to take a couple of deep breaths on your own as we come to a close on this short meditation for today. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to listen to that every day.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So how can people learn more about Urban Breath NYC and biodynamic breathwork in general if they're intrigued by our talk today?
Well, everyone can go to our website, which is urbanbreathsnyc.com, and we actually on there have a 5-minute video that will guide everyone into learning how to do this connected breath. So you can see it, you can follow the instructions, and it really is a way for you to begin to not only breathe deeper, but also begin to experience a more fuller and deeper life as a result from being more in tune with your own breath. So all they have to do is just go to our site, and they can put their name and their email, and we'll send them the link for the video. And they'll be, yeah, they'll stay connected to us, and we'll send them more tips periodically. Yeah.
All right, wonderful. Well, I really appreciate your time. This is so interesting, because I think one of the things that we're trying to do here at the Integrative Pelvic Health Institute is expose women to tools that really do integrate healing in the pelvis, so that it's not always just about the specific nerve or the specific muscle or the specific organ, like the ovary or whatever, that's injured or tight or, you know, in some way injured, but to realize that there is almost always a body and mind component. And so if we can find tools that really do connect, you know, their biochemistry, the, you know, getting oxygen to the cells with some of the old emotional stories, and that can really get perhaps access to a deeper level of healing. So I really appreciate your time. And so, again, you can find Monica and Lisa at urbanbreathnyc.com. They are also on Twitter at urbanbreathnyc and on Facebook at urbanbreathnyc. And one of these days I am going to come to your one-day urban retreat just for my, because I would love to.
We can't wait to have you.
And that's all. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining
us. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Happy breathing.
Yes, thank you. Happy breathing.